Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for the vacationing Sam Shad. Today we're talking with Tom Fennell, the partner and managing broker of Dixon Commercial Group, about how real estate is booming in Northern Nevada. Coming up on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nevada Newsmaker Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
We're back on Nevada Newsmakers, and I'm very happy to have Tom Fennell, the principal and managing broker for Dixon Commercial Group. Good to see you.
Nice to be here.
You staying busy?
We are, yeah. We're very busy right now.
So during COVID, or after COVID, well, during COVID, we're still in COVID, people were sent home from work. Mm-hmm. Office space probably became, you know, lots of rental, you know, rental space opened up for offices. And I remember talking to you about, oh, man, office space is just going to be so out there. And everyone, you know, it's going to be so much freed up office space. And you said, no, I'm a working dad with a young child at home. I can't stay home and work all the time. So we're now seeing that office space really isn't as open and available as we expected.
Yeah, I mean, there were certainly some challenges that came up during the last 24 months, but overall, you know, our office market has been relatively flat. There was some sublease space and a little bit of negative net absorption last year, but for the most part, it's been pretty flat here. There's a lot of data right now that points to, especially with Fortune 500 companies that really want to have an office presence and in some form or fashion. I think we're looking at, a lot of companies are looking at how they use the space, and really kind of the pandemic has shifted. You know, the original trend was we went to all this heavy office, really dense office, open space. The pandemic has had obviously some challenges with social distancing on that. But so, you know, the office is going to need to continue to evolve. But my opinion is that we're still going to see a very, very viable office market, especially here where we're, you know, a lower cost provider to areas like the Bay Area, where we're half or less of the cost. So you can come here, have a great quality of life, and a lower cost office. You've seen companies like some of the biggest, you know, office users expand during COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, you saw Google, Facebook, Apple all expanded their footprints across the country during the pandemic, when there was a lot of quote unquote experts saying, oh, the office is dead, or the, you know, so obviously these companies that have a vested interest in, you know, their products and their people feel differently than, you know, a lot of the talking heads that think that there's issues with office. And in some, you know, in some cases there are, especially for antiquated buildings, and, you know, we're going to have to, office landlords are obviously going to have to adapt to what the tenants want. But my opinion is that there's still going to be a very much a need for office. When you look at training and culture and retention and even employee mental health, mm-hmm. the office bring, you know, there's a lot of things that, and a lot of data that it's still pointing to, both especially employers, but also employees, you know, wanting to be back in the office.
Well, you can only communicate so well on Zoom, mm-hmm. and a lot of the work gets done around the water cooler.
Yeah.
People kind of brainstorm and share ideas, and you can't really do that unless you keep the Zoom camera open 24 hours. But so it makes sense to kind of get back into the office. And I think you're right. We're seeing now that they're adapting that environment a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're seeing some hybrid schedules, and you know, maybe certain employees that'll have a Monday and a Friday where they're at home, or a Friday at home, and then the rest of the week they're in the office. But that still necessitates the need for a physical office.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you look at, you know, the ability to, you know, have the water cooler talk, that kind of that culture and connection with your coworkers, and just, you know, there was a lot of data that came out during the pandemic of people were working more hours at home than they were in the office, which isn't necessarily a good thing either. So I think there's a lot of data and a lot of employers and employees both that really have, it was sort of a nice experiment, but they definitely, it hasn't, I don't think the data is going to point to, oh, well, we'll just continue to stay this way. There's definitely going to be changes. We're definitely going to need to adapt to the space, you know, changes that I think companies are looking at, and that's still very fluid. But we still see office as a going to be fine.
And I was surprised to hear that you guys actually go out and recruit companies. You guys are out there looking for people to come to Reno, mm-hmm. and Washoe County and the Tri-Counties and stuff, because you do a lot of stuff at Trick and Story mm-hmm. County. People are still moving to Reno, aren't they?
People are, yeah. We've had so much growth historically in the last decade between our industrial market, and we'll dive into that a little bit later. And mm-hmm. you know, we've obviously had industrial and manufacturing be a huge growth here. We're starting to see, you know, we haven't had quite as much on the office side as we'd like. We're starting to see some good, you know, white collar jobs coming here, but mm-hmm. we definitely want to see more of that, especially as our region becomes a little bit more expensive. You know, we're battling a little bit of an affordability issue. So mm-hmm. those higher paying jobs and kind of the professional service white collar jobs can come into a little bit more expensive market. So that's something that we need to adapt to as a region to continue to attract those. We definitely provide a lot of things, both from a quality of life and an affordability from an office standpoint, as compared to markets like the Bay Area and LA, which, you know, is a good thing for us to recruit companies in. And the image of Reno has just improved so much in the last decade, which has been helpful. Another thing on the office side that's been really strong that I think is overlooked is the medical office market here. Mm. We've really seen a lot of expansion in the hospital networks here. Renown is expanding pretty rapidly, and UHS is also expanding and building a new campus here. Both of those hospital networks are building pretty large third-party buildings that are attached to South Meadows campus right here, and the new UHS campus over on Longley that'll have, you know, anywhere from 80 to 100,000 square feet of speculative space, which is for Reno is a bigger building. And we've seen a lot of growth in the medical market right now. It's that market's performing very well.
Well, we need more doctors in our area. We know that.
Yeah.
But they need a place to work out of.
Yeah, exactly. And as our population has grown, and you know, so is the need for medical services. And that's one thing that isn't affected by COVID. You know, is you can't, telemedicine can only get you so far. So we're seeing, you know, all areas from, you know, primary care providers all the way to surgical and specialty and, you know, everything under the sun, dental, all expanding. And that market's been very healthy even through COVID.
No, that's good for our community. That's mm-hmm. for sure. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Before the masks, before the distancing, before the world changed, UMC was ready. Our response to COVID-19 began before the crisis did, with our own team of infectious disease experts who've spent their careers planning for this moment. With a pandemic response plan we'd practiced again and again, and by blazing new trails in large-scale testing, including every patient we admit. Always ready. UMC.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com. Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And we're back on Nevada Newsmakers with Tom Fennell from the Dixon Commercial Group. So I interviewed Michael Dermody a couple days ago, and he talked about how Reno is in such a prime location for mm-hmm. between I-80 and the rail lines, and how we're kind of the center of the West Coast when it comes to distribution. So industrial has just taken off. I mean, when you drive up into the North Valleys and see these huge 100,000-plus industrial space, it's manufacturing, logistics, it's booming, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's been definitely one of the highlights of our development world here in Northwest Nevada. And Michael's right, we're Reno and Northwest Nevada are set up very strategically from a logistics and distribution standpoint. And so we've seen for the really the past, you know, it kind of is what got us out of the recession, in my opinion, has been the growth in our, not only in distribution, but also advanced manufacturing in the region. Has been a big reason for our success and kind of what pulled us out of the recession, you know, over a decade now. And the growth in that has been really phenomenal here. You've seen a lot of growth in North Valleys, in South Reno where you can find land, and then also in the I-80 corridor in Tahoe Reno Industrial, and then now we're starting to see a lot more in Fernley. So the mix of distribution, manufacturing, data center, you know, fault kind of falls mm-hmm. under that, has really been very, very strong here, and the amount of both companies and capital that's brought into the region and jobs is really been a great thing for us.
To some extent, Tesla, I can't say Tesla started this, but Tesla definitely put Reno on the map, at least PR-wise.
Yeah, I think we were, you know, we were heading a good direction specific to industrial, and we were certainly attracting a lot of really quality companies, and we had a lot of development going on pre-Tesla, but Tesla was such a household name that turned that spotlight onto the region where people, you could talk to people across the country that had heard about that transaction. You know, it was the largest warehouse under one roof in the country, and so, you know, when you get that kind of press, it certainly brings other you know, eyeballs and a spotlight on the region, which was great. And they're now one of the largest employers up here, and have it's definitely brought a lot to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Park and to the region.
Were you surprised at how full, how quickly the trick got filled up? I remember when Lance Gilman and Roger Norman talked about it, and they were looking at over the next 20 years, we're going to fill this whole space up, and they filled it up in what, 8? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it was like half of what they expected.
Yeah, they definitely had a vision there. I mean, there still is some available land, some developable land out there that they end up selling to the blockchains, and there's some third party owners, but they had a vision with where industrial in the region would go, and I think 30 years ago, if you thought what would be there now, people probably would have, you know, told you you're crazy. But they definitely had a vision with that, and just overall where our industrial market has gone, and really I think where where our trends have gone as a country. And industrial used to be, office and retail were kind of the more of the darlings of the investment world, and now industrial is everybody's focus. Not everybody's, but it's such a star in the real estate world now, because of how our trends as consumers are, and just shipping and how we consume products. So our industrial market has just been super strong here. The amount of capital coming in has been, you know, pretty phenomenal.
And yeah, I was going to ask, do you have a number on what has been the investments into specifically new construction of industrial?
Well, we have, you know, from a numbers standpoint, just, you know, for 2022, we have I think over 6 million square feet expected just in 22. So there's nine speculative buildings.
Wow.
Supposed to come on. Our vacancy's at 3.5% right now. We've had really strong. I think there's 4.5 million square feet of construction that's been completed year to date. So we've had a really strong development cycle. The biggest challenge we have now is almost more available land.
Mm-hmm.
It's specific to Washoe County. Is not so much the demand on the tenant side, that's there, and the user side, it's really we're starting to run out of industrial land in the Truckee Meadows, and that's why you're seeing, you know, now development head further east into Tahoe Reno Industrial and Fernley as well in mm-hmm. that corridor. So,
well, I know that there is talk of a Washoe County Lands Act similar to a Southern Nevada Lands mm-hmm. Act, where we can start essentially getting some of the BLM land around here. Do we know where that is politically? I mean, Mark Amadei has indicated that it's still alive.
Yeah, I think it is. I think, you know, there's a lot of that land that's within the sphere of influence of Reno and Sparks mm-hmm. that will probably end up, you know, in a lands bill here in one of the next sessions. So that would probably free up some developable land. But a lot of that land is also not, you know, easily developable either from a topography and infrastructure standpoint.
And so, water, minor detail.
Yeah, some of those things. So that's, again, I think you'll see our valley really build out for our industrial capabilities in the near future, and then you'll start to see more construction head east and south from an industrial standpoint.
Well, and you're going into now Lyon County and Story County, mm-hmm. probably even in a little bit to Carson and Douglas. So our region, you know, it's no longer just Washoe County. It is now, when Brian Bonifant does a study of Northern Nevada, it's now five counties.
Yeah, we're really, and we have started to look at us as much more of an MSA for that region, where you're Minden to Reno to Fernley in that kind of triangle. And from an industrial standpoint, that I-80 corridor between the highway and the rail is definitely sort of the vein of that, of the success of that, being right on that from a distribution standpoint.
And the fact that we have a river that runs through it makes it very difficult to expand the river, the road and the rail, huh?
Yeah, there, and that may be part, you know, part of the infrastructure thing is they're talking about a road, you know, connecting through the Virginia Range down to TRI, which might alleviate some of that traffic. But
yeah.
But yeah, overall, you know, we've just, our industrial market has been performed extremely well. It's been a big reason for the amount of job creation here.
Yeah.
And so we see that just continuing to do well here. Rents are, you know, up quite a bit. It's been a strong market.
Well, we're going to come back and talk about rents right after this.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food-insecure children in grades K-8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today, we fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down, when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at nevadaheating.com.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, Season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And we're back on Nevada Newsmakers with Tom Fennell of the Dixon Commercial Group. So let's briefly talk retail, because briefly retail is just not doing well, I'm guessing. You've got a lot of, so being a small business owner myself, business is closed, but then business is open. Mm-hmm. So I guess there's just a lot of, probably a lot of just flipping of retail space. But are there big box spaces that just aren't getting filled? Where do you kind of see retail going in Northern Nevada?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I think retail was seeing some headwinds, obviously pre-COVID, where specific to kind of the big box model had some headwinds, you know, outside of the pandemic. I think what we've seen, in my opinion, is you're starting to see companies that have embraced sort of bringing in e-commerce into their business model has been critical for them to sort of adapt and survive in a changing environment. And I think you'll continue to see that in the retail world where their bricks and mortar are part of their e-commerce strategy as well. Okay. What you've seen, you know, we saw during the last 24 months, we saw grocery perform very well here. And so a lot of our new development has been focused around sort of a grocery anchor that has supporting services, quick service restaurants.
You can't close a grocery store when you're having a lockdown.
So yeah,
an essential business.
So. Yeah, people got to eat, and then the supporting retail around that has been still performing pretty well, and the investment market for retail, specifically single tenant net lease, has performed pretty well even throughout the last 24 months. So. The retail landscape is always shifting with our consumer demands. I think that is going to drive changes to where you're not going to see as much of the old school big box stores. But we've seen, you know, definitely infill development be successful in Reno and kind of strategic retail locations. And you're seeing just a change in that marketplace. But overall, you know, there's still obviously, you know, viable retail developments that are going to happen here. But you're going to see a shift from the bigger box type stores into more experiential retail or things like grocery anchored being driving the development.
Well, so what you're seeing now too, switching a little bit to the multifamily, mm-hmm. Ranchera that has a live, work, play mm-hmm. kind of idea, Red, which I think is a stupid name, but the old Park Lane Mall, first floor is restaurants and stores and upstairs is yep. apartments and condos. So how multifamily is just booming here, isn't it?
Yeah, our multifamily market's been extremely strong, and you're seeing that, you know, drive a lot of this. You're seeing mixed-use developments nationally be a big part of where you'll see a mix of office, hospitality, multifamily, retail all together. And those are great examples in our market where we've seen some really nice developments between Ranchera, Red, which are mixed-use developments in different forms or fashion. So our multifamily market here has been extremely strong for really the last decade. A lot of the trends have made it very viable for developers. We've seen very low vacancy rates right now. Even during the pandemic, when everybody thought vacancy would spike, we saw vacancy in Northern Nevada actually drop. Right now, with the last five quarters, we've dropped from 3.5% to just, I think, 1.5%, 1.6%. So
wow.
We've seen really strong fundamentals in the multifamily market, even through rough patches in the last 24 months. And so that's obviously spurred a lot of development. And you see apartments going all over town.
And they're getting filled up.
Yeah.
People are moving here.
That's been the question is, are we overbuilding? Are we overbuilding?
Yeah. But can rent come down? Because rents are amazingly high right now.
They are. And one of the challenges is driving, you know, the cost of construction, the cost to buy land, and the cost to entitle is not getting cheaper. And that ultimately drives your rent. So I don't see rents changing substantially here because until our construction costs and costs to go through the entitlement process and the time with that change. So we are seeing some affordable products being brought to market. You're starting to see some different affordable projects come into town and being entitled and developed. But largely our market rate apartments are, you know, what's been constructed. I think we had About 6,500 that mm-hmm. are in construction right now, and about 3,500 completed last year. Yeah. Just last quarter, we had four buildings, market rate buildings, completed here. So definitely been a very strong market, and with our single family market being expensive as well, that's driven a lot of people to being, you know, apartment dwellers.
Well, yeah, you can't afford to buy a house right now in Reno, and on the average salary of $65,000 to $85,000 a year, you can't buy a house.
Yeah,
it's a real challenge.
It is challenging, yeah. And I do think, you know, hopefully we'll see rents continue to sort of level off as this new product comes online, because there are a fair amount of units coming online, which should help that rent be a little bit more leveled out. But yep. Again, it's expensive to build right now. So,
well, and the challenge too, you've got legislature as well as city council that keep saying, go build affordable housing. But if you do so, you've got to put in this infrastructure and that infrastructure, and you got to pay for this and you got to do that. They're making it more expensive to build.
It's difficult. Yeah, it's difficult to build, and it hasn't been easier. Right now, we're not making it easy on the
Yeah, putting a lot more regulations and requirements in place that drive up the cost of building.
Yep, which in turn makes it the rent harder to pencil for.
Yeah. So just projecting out next 10 years, you feel comfortable about where Reno is on the commercial real estate side?
I do, yeah. I think the fundamentals of our area are still very strong. You know, we're, as long as we continue to be a pro-business state, you know, we're a favorable tax climate for companies and for people to be in. We have a great quality of life here. So I do feel very strongly about, you know, we have some great fundamentals like our, you know, distribution set up here. And I think we're going to continue to be a very good market. We just, you know, we need to keep our costs down and make mm-hmm. sure we're doing the right things from a political standpoint to continue to attract companies and businesses and people to want to live here.
Yep, well, that's a good parting message. I appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You bet. We'll be back right after this.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching and listening. You can catch us anytime on our new YouTube channel, Nevada Newsmakers.